Lee Jack here, Josh. It's Mike Reese at ESPN Boston. I was just curious, when you face like a coach against a Mike Pettine defense, what, you know, to you, what does that mean? Like, what do you expect from his type of defense?
He's a great coach, great coordinator, and it's always a big challenge whenever you get an opportunity to prepare and compete against one of his defenses. They're well coached. They're not going to give you a lot of easy yards. They have the ability to be very multiple when he wants them to be, and change up their looks, their packages, their pressures, and those kind of things. And I know a lot of times that gets discussed when you talk. When we used to talk about the Jets and when Mike was there, but I also think that they're a very sound defense that they do a lot of things well, and they force you to really do a great job of driving the football, staying on the field for 8, 10, 12 plays in a row in order to try to get points. And they always make it hard on you on third down and in the red zone to stay on the field and finish drives. So playing them in Buffalo on opening day will certainly make the challenge greater, and we're excited to get this week going and get the season started.
So fit the young group for Buffalo in the secondary, and then, of course, not having Gilmore, and then Bird working through his foot issue. What have your impressions been of the guys that you've seen, whether it's in preseason action or maybe even going back to 2012 or college tape?
I think it's an impressive group. They got good speed, and they're definitely a group that's going to stand in there and challenge you. They play a lot of the line of scrimmage on the outside with the corners. We've played against and competed against McKelvin and Rogers before, and they do a good job of trying to disrupt timing at the line of scrimmage, good ball skills, and unfortunately we've seen that before too. Brooks is a young guy in his second year that is really physical, is a physical player for a smaller guy, but he certainly plays much bigger than that. He can run well on the perimeter also, and plays I think very aggressively in a physical style when he goes inside in the nickel packages that we've seen him in there on too. So the safeties, Bird's a great player, and certainly got to be prepared for him to play. He's made a lot of impact plays over his career, very instinctive player who has great ball skills and awareness of what's going on in the secondary. And Williams is a young player that, I think he's moved positions, a time or two, and now I think is really settling in there in the back end as one of their safeties that's going to be out there and starting and playing a lot of football for them. And he's made some impact plays in the preseason. Is a downhill type of safety that can really, hit you. And again, like I said, I think this is a talented group with really good ball skills that's not afraid to stand in there and make it hard on you. So we're anticipating a great challenge. We know we're going to have to play really well against that group to move the ball in the air, and again, it'll be a good challenge for us to start the season this way.
Josh, Mike Lowe from Portland, Maine. Just wondering how familiar you are with Matthew Mulligan, who you guys just signed.
Well, I'll certainly be more familiar with him as we go. This is not an unfamiliar situation for us or any staff to be in, where you're. The roster has a little bit of flexibility and turnover here at this time of the year. Last year, I think Michael Hooman actually came onto our roster around this time and played right away. And I spent some time. I got to meet Matthew yesterday, and he's going to be plugging away, learning our stuff, and it's exciting to have any player who comes onto our team that we add is a guy that we're going to embrace and look forward to working with and look forward to figuring out exactly how he can help us win from one week to the next. So seen some tape from his days in Green Bay and St. Louis, and talked to some people that he played for, and excited to have an opportunity to work with him.
Josh, when you're talking about roster turnover, I mean, you have a bunch of rookies in key spots on the offense. I'm just wondering what kinds of things you're looking for in their first regular season gameplay.
Well, just, you know, every team deals with, changes from one season to the next, and we're no different. And, you know, I think that, you know, this won't be our first time going out there with a young player or more than one young player that will play for us. And I think it's our job to put them in positions that give them an opportunity to be successful, and that really applies to everybody on our offense. And I think as long as we can do that, each guy that has earned the opportunity to play on Sunday, he will certainly go out there and try to give his best effort to do the things that we've already seen him do to contribute. So it's going to be a great challenge, like you said, for our offense, and it's going to be a team situation in terms of, you know, how we play the game, how do we call it on offense, what we try to do with each one of our players, and certainly try to make the best decisions we can to allow them to make an impact.
Josh, what do those three rookie wide receivers bring to this team?
They're all anxious to get started. They got an enthusiasm about them. They're all three capable of playing in our offense, and we've already moved them and played multiple roles with them, multiple positions with them, which in our system, I think is a really big plus for us to have some flexibility with those guys, that they've shown that they'll study and work at the game, the mental side of the game, to be able to be flexible and play in multiple spots when we need them to. They're all competitive. They've all been productive in different roles throughout the course of the spring and the preseason. So, and at the same time, we understand that this will be their first opportunity to play in a regular season game, and we're going to try, like I said, we're going to try to put them in the best positions for them to be successful doing whatever they're doing. So it's exciting to have them, get started, but they got a lot of veteran experienced players around them, and certainly we're not going to just throw them out there and not have a good idea of exactly what we're going to do with them.
Josh, that was kind of a lead into my question. For all the talk about change, you actually bring back 8 full-time starters on offense from last year. And can you speak to the benefits of that?
I think experience in this league is valuable. And I think that it helps certainly in different stages of the year. The first game, the opening game on the road, being one of them that you'd like to say would hopefully give us a little bit of calm going into a situation like that. The line has done a nice job. It's a pretty tight knit group. They do a great job of communicating and working together. And certainly Tom has had a good spring and a good training camp and looking forward to getting the season started. And it's great to have leadership from both of those areas of our football team, our quarterback and our offensive line. I think a lot of the backs, this isn't their first game, and they understand what they're getting into. And we got some players on the perimeter that have certainly played large roles in the NFL before, and Danny and Julian too. So, this is... like I said, it's a good blend. It's a good mix of veteran leadership with a lot of experience and some younger players that that we're hoping can really come in here and contribute to our offense.
We've seen Shane Vereen make these catches where he swing passes out of the backfield. We've seen him make 35-yard in the air receptions in the end zone. And I'm just kind of wondering, it seems like that little unusual skill set to have a guy who's that versatile, catching basically in all quadrants of the defense.
I think certainly when you have any back that has an opportunity to make some plays down the field, and he shows that he can do that. I don't, you know, that doesn't happen often. And it doesn't happen often with Shane, or at least it hasn't happened often with Shane either, but he's made some really nice plays, you know, in the past, you know, with the opportunities that we've had to do that. You know, any back that gives you an opportunity to move him out of the backfield and still have some contribution for him is a plus in the passing game, and I think Shane's done everything we've asked him to do in any role, whether that be blitz pickup or running the football or catching it from the backfield or being split outside and doing things out there as well too. So, you know, we don't just do that with Shane. You know, there's been other backs in our past that have made some plays out there, but all of them end up playing out there at one time or another and doing some different things. It's just a matter of, you know, how much the ball actually gets pushed out there. So, hopefully, if that comes up, any of them will be ready to take advantage of the opportunity. And like I said, that would include Shane.
Thank you, Josh. Thanks, everybody.
You got it. Thanks, guys.